In our readings this Sunday, Isaiah is joyful. He is enthusiastic. Even though darkness covers the earth, and many of their people are currently enslaved by the Babylonians, the Lord God will appear in light and bring great things to the people. Good times are coming. It is time to rejoice. This passage in Isaiah is a prophecy to the people that there will be a religious rebirth in their worship of God. The sons and daughters of Abraham will return. Reverent and sincere religious practice will be the norm. And not only that, but all the nations will be converted to the worship of the true God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Gold and frankincense are mentioned as gifts, which shows how we Christians believe this prophecy foretold the birth of Jesus Christ, and the wise men of neighboring kingdoms recognizing his divinity even while he was a small child. Isaiah is prophesying that the kingdom of God is at hand. I imagine the people receiving this message from Isaiah being destitute. Their country had been destroyed. Everything valuable has been stolen. And here is Isaiah. The Lord is coming. It is going to be great. Everyone is going to return, and all the nations around us are going to give us the riches of the world. But that is not all. We are not only going to be incredibly wealthy, but we will also be pious and upright in faith and as wise as Solomon, which is the reason why all the peoples of all the nations of the world will want to worship as we do. Paul talks about this also in his letter to the Ephesians. Paul knows all about this prophecy, that someday all the peoples of the world will worship the one God. Paul, after all, feels he personally has been called to bring the good news of Jesus Christ to the Gentiles. This message is a mirror to this season of the year. 2 weeks ago, we had the shortest, darkest day of the year, the winter solstice. From now until this summer, the days will lengthen. Life and light will return to the world little by little until spring comes with Easter and the good news that we are forgiven in Christ. It is in this winter season that we also observe the cyclic nature of time. An ending of the year past as we celebrate the start of a new year. As my favorite author, Roger Zelazny, writes, the stars have run their fiery courses to their proper places, positioned with elegant cunning, possessing of noble portent. Just as the wise men were guided by the star to the birthplace of Jesus, so do the heavens align to the start of the new year. In the depths of winter, we anticipate new possibilities, a brand new year when we are given another opportunity to try again, to do better. As a fan of American popular cinema, I am reminded of a movie from 1993 starring Bill Murray, Groundhog Day. In this movie, Bill Murray's everyman character is a very flawed and unpleasant weatherman named Phil from Pittsburgh. He is in the small town of Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania, to witness Punxsutawney Phil, the groundhog, predict the coming of spring. Phil is stuck living the same Groundhog Day thousands of times, living it in different ways with each repetition, until he perfects that single day, and he is finally released from repeating it yet again. One of the great things about this movie is the progress of Phil, the weatherman. Phil is a real jerk. However, he has the talent to do almost anything. With the thousands of repetitions of that single day, he learns to ice sculpt, to play the piano, to speak the French language. But he remains someone who does not love anyone, not even himself. He finally lives that day where he loves someone else and knows that he is undeserving of their love for him. This movie also reminds me of an important fallacy about the nature of people and belief. We often talk about the eternal nature of God, and we believe in unchanging truth with a capital T. The common conception is that we church-going people, we Christians, who believe in God, should have an unshakable, ever-present faith, which sustains us through all of our troubles as we live our lives. Just as Phil the weatherman is basically a jerk, and is fundamentally that person, even in his redemption, we Christians should have this unchanging religious nature due to our faith in God. I have never experienced my belief in God this way. Our beliefs, our faith, are formed from our thoughts, which are constantly changing. From moment to moment, as we have our doubts and as we have our epiphanies. With enough coffee in the morning, I can experience spiritual highs and lows every 20 minutes or so. In the middle of a sleepless night, when I am worried about my daughter Olivia or my wife Darlene, my thoughts can run wild with all the terrible things that might be happening to them. I believe we conclude from our episodes of frantic thinking that there is something wrong with us, that we should be more constant in our faith in God and in Jesus Christ. We then feel even worse about being fearful and afraid and human when nothing could be further from the truth. We fail to appreciate the agility of our minds, created by God, able to imagine the infinite possibilities in each moment, whether in our hopes or our fears, our faith or our doubt. We should find comfort with our thoughts as we do with our changeable Ohio weather, that whatever our thought of the moment, our next thought will at least be something completely different. We should embrace the speed of our thoughts as yet another human strength, because it allows us to explore many possibilities in the twinkling of an eye. And yes, to also doubt ourselves and what we believe. We all have this ability to test our beliefs, our faith, our actions, and change our lives. Having minds that can change, to improve ourselves by refining our beliefs. When we are presented with information that is new, what a marvelous tool God has given to us. Faith is not faith until it is tested in the crucible of our thoughts and fears. We will have our doubts. There is no doubt about that. We will be afraid. We will be fearful. And we come together in this place with our family and our friends to find comfort in each other and our collective belief in God and the good news of Christ, to find refuge in each other, to lend a helping hand to those who are in a dark and fearful place right now, in the sure and certain knowledge that we ourselves will need that helping hand in the future. That is why we come here, to worship, to be reminded of who we are, to share in the mystery of faith. Every year is our Groundhog Day. Every year we are given the same opportunity, the same gift, another year to live and love with all the wisdom and experience from our past years. Every year, we can correct where we fall short, to perfect what we do well, and to become our better selves. Many people at this time of year make New Year resolutions, those promises to ourselves about what we will do better in the coming year. Today, we will be renewing our baptismal vows, a New Year's resolution to affirm our service to God in this coming year. Using the liturgy of our baptismal vows is a way to focus our variable thoughts, hopes, and doubts, to open ourselves to all the possibilities present in the mystery of faith. The kingdom of God starts within each one of us when we make that better decision, when we help one another, who in turn helps someone else. Maybe this coming year will be the year that everything changes for us and for our world. Even though darkness currently covers the earth and the people are lost in deep darkness, may the light of the Lord arise in each one of us in glory and in our leaders with the brightness of the dawn. Amen.